Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, I'm going to be talking about the U.S. citizenship test. We're going to be doing that in just a moment. Oh, we can do it now. Very good. Very good. Well, I'm really pumped about this. I'm so glad that we had the opportunity to do that now. We're going to go with the five questions for today. And it's actually question 56 on the U.S. citizenship test. And as we know, we always go over the rules that if you, while you're thinking, you get time to think, and this test is going to be for you, John. It's going to be you for Pat. You know, I would take it, but somebody's got to give it.
Yeah, right.
That music will go on. And that means it gives you plenty of time to think. And when you're ready to give your answer, it has to be your final answer. You can't change it because I noticed that you guys have been evolving. Your evolution has been evolving in your answer. No, yes, yes, no, maybe. Well, I was going to say that, you know.
Do you hear this?
I know. It's sort of like, though, John, you're stuck in, like, the Declaration of Independence because a lot of answers you give coming from the Declaration. We got a Constitution now, man.
It's a great document.
It's a great document. It's a great document. And, of course, if you get it wrong, we're going to know about it because. And if I remember or whoever remembers, then we will celebrate it by. As we're reminded by Pat, he was not celebrated.
Hey, there's so few and far between. I got to get them like
in advance.
Yeah, right, right. Yay! Here's the first question. The first question goes to who wants the first one? Pat. Oh, he volunteered for the first one. Here is the question. The question from the U.S. citizenship test to be able to become a citizen of the United States of America that everybody's supposed to be taking. And we're finding out that we need to study it ourselves, is when is the last day, when is the last day that you can send in federal income tax? When is the last day you can send in federal income tax forms? Okay, here's question number one for today, the U.S. citizenship test, is when is the last day you can send in, interesting, this is a citizenship test.
Right.
I just want to let you know when you got to send in your taxes, you know, send in your taxes. When is the last day that you can send in federal income tax forms?
Would that be April 15th?
Hey! If you lived in America long enough, you should know that. We might not know where these laws come from, what's going on. We know when tax day. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, we sure know that day.
They just write you, hey, by the way, you know, you owe us, you know, the money. Okay, John. John, here's the second question for today in the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service test, by the way. Is when must all men register for Selective Service? When must all men register for the Selected Service? Okay, here it is. Here is the question. The question is from the U.S. citizenship test is when must all men,
just men?
I don't know. I don't know. What happened with the what's up with that? You know,
interesting.
That's very interesting. Men. Not mankind.
No.
I don't know. We gotta explore that. We gotta find that out.
Yeah, we gotta find that
all
out.
All right.
Ain't that something?
When was this question written?
It's secondary. Anyway. When must all men register for the Selected Service?
When that man turns the age of 18.
That's the right answer, but also it's between the ages of 18 and 26 as well. It has to be totally done by then. Oh, but wow. It is at the age of 18 is a good answer for that.
If you don't, it limits the prospective student if they're going to go to college from getting any kind of aid. So that's an important thing.
I love it. You must register for the selective service. By the way, that's a draft. So that they know to draft you. So if anytime they think we got to go to war, you've registered, and they'll call your name out and just thank you. I just want to thank you right now for registering for the draft.
Yeah.
That's to ever happen. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah. Pat, Next question is, from the U.S. citizenship test, what is one reason, colonialists came to America? What is one reason colonialists came to America? Wow, that was great, man. You're got flying today.
Wow.
Okay. The question for Pat is, what is one reason the colonialists came to America?
Freedom to worship God. The one they wanted to.
Say again? What was that?
Freedom to worship God.
Yeah. That is good. Very good. Very good. Here are some of the freedoms. Obviously, for freedom, for political liberty, for religious freedom, which you're talking about, economic opportunity, practice our religion, which you're interfering with right now with a lot of different things, and escape persecution. Isn't that something?
Wow.
This is the citizenship test. I think Congress needs to take this test. I think the president, who is, by the way, a constitutional lawyer.
Teacher.
You know, he was, a professor.
College professor.
He taught constitutional law. That's why he's using it so well in the direction that he's going in. Okay, here's the question. John, question number next. Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived? Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived? All right, here's the question. The question is, who lived in America before the Europeans arrived?
That would be the Native American.
Yay! Are also known as the American Indians. That is so good. Go figure. That really surprised a lot of people. That's exactly who lived here. Now, this is the last question. This is the last question. It's going to go to Pat from the U.S. citizenship test. Is what group of people, Pat, what group of people was taken to America and sold as slaves? Okay, here's the question. Question number 60 on the test, but this is our final question for today. Pat, from the U.S. citizenship test, what group of people was taken to America and sold as slaves?
That would be the Africans.
Yes! Sad to say, that was the people from Africa that our forefathers, some, not all, enslaved. And thank God for all those that fought for freedom and the Emancipation Proclamation and getting things right without even leaving our Constitution. We just had to live up to our Constitution. Well, there it is. We have finished the U.S. citizenship test for today. Y'all did a wonderful, wonderful job.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.